T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fast food workers could be in for a big pay raise soon. Governor Newsom just signing a bill that would create a fast food council in the state.
There's a new board that would create standards in California for wages, hours, working conditions. Some fast food operators say this isn't a good idea. It's going to lead to higher prices. With us to discuss is Michael Reich, economics professor, chair of the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics up at UC Berkeley. Michael, thanks for being with us. So people who heard about this story over the last few weeks know that there was a big fight over it, but now it's been signed. So how is this council supposed to work?
This is a really innovative bill. It's going to set up a council to solve some of the market failures in the industry. And it's going to have 10 members, four from the labor side, two will be representatives of unions, and two will be representatives of workers, two, and then four on the business side, two will be representatives of parent companies like McDonald's and Burger King, and two more will be representatives of the individual franchisees in that industry. And then there'll be two more, rounded out to 10, who will be appointed by the governor from, who'll actually represent one labor, the labor agency, and the other, the business and economic development agency. So it's very balanced. And the idea is to bring everybody together and create some standards that this industry should have for not just for wages, but for working conditions and for hours, and particularly for enforcement of the law, even as it exists now. Quite a few fast food workers report that they're not always allowed meal breaks or rest breaks. They're told to work off the clock, and also that they fear retaliation if they report any of these issues to the public agencies. So hopefully when everyone gets together, they can work something out that's in the best interests of everybody at the table, which is not the case now.
Okay, but let me ask you something, because a lot of the function of this particular panel, it seems to either supplement or maybe even replace what would typically be the function of a union in collective bargaining, right? So how does this work at a time when there has been an increase, as you know, in a unionization drive, especially in the fast food area?
Yeah, well, you know, there's fast food and unionization going on in a place like Starbucks, but only at a very small percentage of Starbucks stores. And there's no unionization in the big brand chains like McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell. So this would bring labor or organizations into the picture, and it would also set wages. It might set them higher than they are now. But wages have been rising in fast food. The starting wage for an ice cream scooper is probably about $17 or $18 in a whole lot of California, and so the average wage is probably about $20. That means if the council increases the minimum wage in fast food over a couple of years to $22, which it's enabled to do by the bill, that's just a 10% increase. And that could lead to price increases, but I think that would be about 3% overall. So that translates into, say, for a Burger King cheeseburger, maybe 8 cents on a $2 cheeseburger, or 8 or 9 cents on a $2 Taco Bell burrito. I don't think that's going to deter sales, but it's going to make a big difference to the people who work in the stores.
For these workers who are saying the conditions are bad and pointing to all these different factors, what does this council do to make sure, though, that I'm still not afraid of retaliation for my boss? Because they can have all these edicts and all these rules that you're supposed to follow, but you know, if my manager at my franchise isn't doing this, then what good does it do for me?
Yeah, I think that that mechanism has to be set up to allow a trusted place for workers to be able to bring their complaints. Several of the enforcement agencies, for example, in San Francisco, the local enforcement agency for the San Francisco minimum wage reaches out to community groups and provides a place where people who don't necessarily even speak English can feel safe and trusted in voicing their complaints. And then the organization helps bring those complaints to the relevant agency. Now, I don't know exactly how this will work with these with the Fast Food Council, but presumably they'll set up some kind of machinery that will work much better than the current system.
Is there any model for this anywhere so that one can point at it and say, yeah, you see, it works?
Well, in much of Europe, employers and unions negotiate on an industry-wide basis. It's called sectoral labor bargaining, so that even if a union has a very small percentage of the workers who are members, it will still bargain on behalf of all the workers. That's very much the case in France, say, or in Australia, and Germany, many other countries. But this particular council goes further because it also deals with the issue of the franchisor and the franchisee, and it gives voice to the franchisees who are often under a lot of pressure from the parent company. They don't have control over what the store looks like or what they're, you know, what kind of hamburger they're making, the uniforms the workers wear, but they can control the labor costs. And they do that often by evasion. And by setting up a standard that the whole industry has to follow, that will put pressure upwards on the parents to recognize that these are, you know, standards that have to be met. And I think that will be quite helpful.
Michael Reich, economics professor, chair of the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics at UC Berkeley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.